Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Tuning into the show today. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in as well. On my show page there on Blog Talk Radio, you can call into the show at 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. But if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow it on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Show page should come up there. Go ahead and do what you do on Facebook. Become a friend of the show. And that way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome. It's Tuesday. It's a beautiful day outside. It's gonna be hot today. Okay? And what I mean by hot, it's gonna be about 87 degrees today. And right now I can see you got a nice breeze. The trees are flowing back and forth. We got a nice breeze going, but it's sunny. I think right now it's about 77 degrees. So if you're outside right now and you feel the temperature, know that it's going to move up about another 10 degrees before the end of the day. So it's going to be a warm day today. Dress in light colored clothing, and you know, that way you won't overheat or get a little heating. And please, guys, keep some water going. Keep that water. Keep pumping that water in your body all the time, because it's gonna keep you hydrated and keep you going. So keep that water going, all right? Now, and again, guys, thank you for joining the show. Those of you who are just now joining the show, I see a few people are just now joining the show, so welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is, why are so many single women, let me repeat that, why are so many women single in Atlanta? Excuse me. Why are so many women single in Atlanta? The reason I wanted to do this show is because after talking to a few people, yesterday, I came to the conclusion that I need to say something about this. And the reason I want to say something about it is because from the women that I have asked about this. Now, mind you that most of these are married women, okay? A couple of single women chimed in, but most of these are married women. And I talked to some married guys and some single guys, all right? So here's the deal. What I found out is that the reason, this is from women now, the reason that a lot of women are single in Atlanta is because, you know, thinking about from a African-American standpoint, okay, because that's who I talked to. I talked to a couple of single Caucasian men, but this was mostly African Americans. Now, and what I found out is that a lot of women are single in Atlanta because what was said was that, you know, a lot of men are attracted to these Caucasian women, all right? But I can see that, and I think, you know, some of that, the reason for some of that is because a lot of these Caucasian women, they throw themselves on these guys, and a lot of African-American women have that mentality or that attitude that they're not going to do that. Okay, because a lot of these Caucasian women go to college just to find them a husband or a man, and they'll go and they'll throw themselves on these men that they find that are quote unquote the guy. And they'll throw themselves on them. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it happen firsthand. And they'll throw themselves on these guys and latch on and become their woman and eventually become their wives, have kids and this and that. And a lot of them are some of these sports guys that are in school for different sports, and these girls just throw themselves on them. I mean, they'll do anything to get up in the athletic dorm and have at it, okay? But it's the very opposite for African-American women. You know, they don't want to be seen as someone like that. I call it freaks. I call it, you know, some of these Caucasian women are freaks. And a lot of men like that. Okay? I know there are African-American women that are also very sexual as well, or freaks, as I tend to call them. And that was my thinking. Is that, you know, some of these Caucasian women are straight up freaks. They'll do anything to get a hold of these guys. And what's better for a man, especially an African American man, for a girl to throw themselves on them with no problems, with no hesitation, with no regard for, you know, laying down to these men. So, I get that. That happens. That happens a whole lot. And then, you know, a lot of women are single in Atlanta because they're looking for men in the wrong places. A lot of these women are looking for men in the clubs and in the bars. Well, these men that are hanging out in the clubs and in the bars, they're also looking for women. But they're not looking for women to grow old with, have a relationship with, get married to, have a family with. They're looking for women that they can take home or go to her place and have a great time tonight, a one-night stand, so to speak. That's what they're looking for. So they aren't the right man to link up with. So you're looking in the wrong place, all right? I can't give you specifically where to look. I can't tell you to go to the zoo. That man at the zoo, I can't tell you that. I don't know that. Okay? I believe that sometimes you can go to these different sporting events and you'll see guys there that look the part, so to speak, is what you're looking for. But then, when you see a guy that looks the part, or the guy that looks, you haven't met him yet or anything, but he looks like what you're looking for, and you know what you're looking for. You're looking for tall, short, dark, you know, bright skin, or you're looking for a Caucasian man maybe, or you may be looking for a Latino man maybe, or whatever. But you know what you're looking for initially. So when you see that guy at a sporting event or something like that, excuse me, when you see him, step to him. Initiate a conversation with him, because you know what? He may not even see you. Okay, so he may not even see you in order to say something to you. But I find that a lot of African-American women are afraid to do that because they think that that's going to give a false, you know, that's going to give a guy a false sense and start thinking that she's what? A freak. and she's coming on to me, she may be one of those easy ones. They don't want to be perceived as that type of woman. Okay? But again, a Caucasian woman doesn't care about that. She'll step to you. She'll initiate a conversation. So maybe that may be the nail right there. That may be the nail right there. Some of you, you know, African-American women may need to change your ways and try to figure out how to initiate a conversation with that man that you see that fits your criteria initially for a man. He's tall, he's athletically built, or he's a little heavy, or he's a skinny guy. Some women like that. Okay, you got different strokes for different folks. Just like men. Some men like these big women. Okay? And they go for them. All right? Some men like these little old petite women. And they go for them. Some men like women with, you know, big old butts. And they go for them. So it's a lot of different things there that goes into this. But I believe the real reason that so many women are single in Atlanta is because not only they're looking in the wrong places, but they're afraid to initiate that conversation with that guy that they see who looks like what they're looking for. I mean, you know, when you go into a club, it's been so long, 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 long time ago since I've been in a club. But, guys, tell me this. When you go into a club, if you go clubbing, when you go into a club, I guarantee you, when you walk in that front door and you get checked or whatever, you pay your money, and you go on through the other door into the club, I know that there are probably 50 pairs of eyes that are glued to that door. And you know, some of them may be men, because they looking for women to come through the door, okay? Then some of them may be men because they looking for men to come through the door. That's bad, too, in the city, in Atlanta, because we got a huge, huge gay population in Atlanta. And the, you know, some of them are out of the closet with it. Some of them are not. So the ones who are not may be the ones that are sitting up in the club with their eyes glued to the door. Now, that may be another reason why so many women are single in Atlanta, because a lot of these men are on the down low. And I tell you guys, women can pick up on that pretty quickly. And they'll call you out. They'll tell the girlfriend, here, he's a punk. Okay? So, you know, and like I said, so these ladies that are in the club that have their eyes glued on the door, when you see that man come through the door that fits your billing, what you want from what you can see right now, you haven't met him yet, then step to him. If he's not with someone, step to him, because he may not even see you the entire night in the club. So you got to initiate that. Initiate that. Don't worry about what someone may perceive you as. you're looking for a man, possibly a soulmate, possibly a husband, and a, someone you can make a family with. So, you know, in order for that person not to walk out of that door and you never see him again, that may be that guy. You got to find out. So don't just sit there with your girlfriends gawking at him, not saying anything, hoping that he'd see you and come say something to you. What's the difference between him coming to say something to you, you going to say something to him? I know a lot of people say that's old school, that's that, yada, yada. But he may not even see you. Get up, go, and talk. Open your mouth. You may not be single long. Then there's another thing women say, that a lot of these guys are married, and you know, you don't know they're married, and you get involved with them and wacko. Well, if they're married, then you got to do something to find out if they're married. You got to ask questions. You got to find out about these guys before you go home with them and jump into bed with them. A lot of women out there are so hung up on, you know, not being with a man that they'll grab a hold of any man and go home with them and sleep with them, not even knowing if they're single, if they're on the down low, or if they're married. That's a problem. So you got to do, not only, you know, you got to make that initial contact, you also need to ask questions, talk, to find out if these guys are the people that you're looking for. Because I'll tell you now, if you do find out a guy's married and you continue to mess around with him, continue to mess around with him, it's going to do nothing but hurt you. Okay? Because he's not leaving home. Okay? And some guys will be straight up with women and let them know that they're married and they're just looking for something on the side. And you know, that's I feel like if you're going to do that, that's the way to do it. Why hide it? Because it's going to come out eventually. No need of hiding it. Tell them. If they continue to move that away, if they continue to see you, then they don't mind you being married. Because like I told the young lady last night, you're talking about women that, you know, that are seeing married men. Well, these women aren't wanting to commit to a relationship. They just like the married man. They just like him. He wants something on the side. They're the same way. They don't want to commit. They don't want to commit to a serious relationship. So they gravitate towards a married man, or get them a married man, and that way they don't have to commit to a relationship. I think they kind of know that he's clean. And, you know, he's not going to stick around. He's going to be out of here in a little while because he's got to get back home. Okay? So there are a lot of reasons women are single in Atlanta. And so you know, that's my thing, is that, you know, another thing I want to say real quick. Think about this. Have you ever seen let's see what you call groupies. These women that are hanging out at the hotel where some of these basketball players or football teams come in and stay for the night because they're playing the next day or what have you. You got all these groupies that are hanging out at the hotel. They found out that that's where they're going to be. That's where they stay when they come to town. All right? So they're hanging out. And somehow, because these teams have, a whole floor of rooms blocked out or whatever, so they can stay in the same area. And some of these women are able to get up on that floor and get to whom they need to get to. Or some of these guys, they'll see somebody that they want. They'll grab her and take her up to the floor, take her up to the room, and have his way with her. Now tell me something, guys. Tell me something, ladies. Are there a lot of African-American women in that group? I know there's some, there's some all the time. But the percentage of African-American women as opposed to Caucasian women that are in that group, the groupies, are not proportionate at all. But here's what I'm saying. Have you ever seen groupies of men hanging out at a hotel? Let's say you got a woman's WNBA team in town. They're staying at a certain hotel. We know where they're staying. You don't see a whole flock of men hanging around the hotel. Why is that? Why is that? Why don't you see a groupies of men instead of groupies of women? Because men, we're a lot more vulnerable and more likely to grab a hold than some of these women. Y'all with me? So you don't see groupies of men around. Isn't that wild? And so a lot of these women, what? They're looking in the wrong places. That's why they're single. They're afraid to initiate a conversation with a man. That's why they're single. They don't want to commit to a relationship. So they see married men. That's why they're single. And they don't want their girlfriends to know that they're seeing a married man. But I guarantee you, she knows. She just isn't seeing anything. Our show today, guys, has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Now I'm going to try to get the professional accountant on the show in the next few days, for you guys to be able to call into the show and talk with her about your tax situation. She had a great idea as far as coming on the show and explaining to people some things that they can do right now in order not to owe the federal or the state government at the end of the year like they may have last year. Tune in for that, guys. I'll let you know exactly what's going to happen there. But I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Have a great day today. Have a great night. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. And I'll see you in about 23.5 hours. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
coming to stay. I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please, I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while.